20 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And I've got Jeff on the line from the National Weather Service office over there on Whidley Island. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Cliff. How's it going?
Going pretty good. Windy morning.
Yeah, pretty windy all along the coast. And really, it's windy all along in Northern California, getting some pretty strong winds down the I-5 corridor through Sacramento and Red Bluff. But you're right, it's windy here, too. We're pretty windy in Eureka, and I know the Mendocino coast is getting some wind, too.
Yeah, I thought when I was listening to while I was sleeping, I thought maybe we were having a big rainstorm, but that certainly was not the case. And speaking of which, it's the 19th of December. We haven't really had any rain to speak of yet. It's kind of unusual, isn't it?
It certainly is, and we're running well below normal on rainfall for the year, for the rain year and the calendar year. It seems to be the year of the ridge of high pressure. We just can't seem to escape that, and that's certainly keeping us drier than normal.
Now, are we at this point using the D word, drought, or are we expecting Mother Nature to catch up at some point?
Last I checked, we were kind of in that near drought stage, mm-hmm. and then we did get a little bit of rain that took us out of it a few weeks ago, and mm-hmm. Right now, looking at the short term or at least the next week or two, don't see any real significant or any rain really in our picture. So it certainly looks like we're going to be continue with this kind of dry winter. And again, if the ridge of high pressure continues to hold over the Pacific, we could be looking at a dry spring too.
Wow. Now, these kind of things have happened before, and I've lived here in Humboldt County for about 20 years, so I've seen dry beginning, the beginning part of the rainy season. Then I've seen it really start catching up, towards the end of the rainy season. Does it look like that could happen this year, or is it, there's no way to know?
That could always happen. And I know what you're talking about. We have definitely seen that before where it looks like, we're never going to see any rain again. And then we just get blasted with, weeks of rain in a row. And that could happen, but at this time, the models are not indicating that happening. It doesn't mean it won't. It just we're not really seeing that right now, and it could be just several different reasons why. But right now, it looks like we're going to continue to be pretty dry at least for the next 2 to 3 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. Is there any conditions like El Nino or anything like that that's causing this to happen?
Well, it certainly could be that. We're kind of in a neutral state right now between mm-hmm. El Nino and La Nina. And sometimes, so we've had a lot of rain during past events where we've been in neutral, and sometimes we've been dry. So I'm not so sure it's that. You can pick global warming. You can talk about climate change. I'm not really sure. It's tough to say, but we're certainly seeing a very dry period here, and we kind of saw that last year too in the spring. We had a very dry spring last year, so it's not setting up well. I mean, we'll hopefully get some rain here because we'd be looking at another horrible fire season this summer coming up if this continues.
Yeah, that would not be good. That would not be good. I mean, I remember a few years back there was an April where it rained nearly every day in April to kind of help make up for a drier season before that. So I guess one never knows.
We'll hold our hope out.
There you go. Alrighty, Jeff, thanks for letting us know. Appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later.
You bet. Jeff over there at the National Weather Service office on Whidley Island.